Well, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
Picks. Yeah, that reminds me. When I was in Arkadelphia, I was interviewing a lady over there, and I was asking her about wild hogs, razorbacks, and we got to the calls, and she asked me if I'd ever heard a razorback call. And, of course, she was referring to the University of Arkansas football team. She got her son in there, and they gave me a razorback. Yo, pin my needle. I really had to.
Needle was already off the red.
I don't see how they lose any game.
Well, it's interesting.
Intimidating. What I had in mind was suey.
Yeah, suey.
Now, what does that mean? When would you say suey?
Calling a hog.
Just calling.
As far as I know, that's in the folklore anyway. As far as I'm concerned, I haven't ever done that.
Well, what about calls to chickens when, say, the woman were feeding her chickens?
Here, chick. Here, chick. Cluck a little bit, you know. Here, chick. Here, chick, chick, chick.
Do you happen to know any calls to sheep?
No.
I've had one response to that.
This just is a sheep country.
Yeah. Oh.
You'll have to go to West Texas to do that. Then around San Angelo.
Well, what about this expression? What would you say that you needed to do to the horses to get them ready to go somewhere?
Hey, you'll have to saddle them.
Is there possibly a more general term for that would cover, you know, putting on the bridle and the saddle and?
Saddle. I've always term is what I've always heard used. You know, if you're going to ride them, you had to saddle them, and that included putting the bridle and blanket and everything else on.
I see.
If you're going to have them pulling a wagon, you had to harness them or hitch them up.
Okay. Well, talking about plowing with horses,
right.
The things that you use to guide the horses,
reins.
Okay. Now that would be the same as the things that you use when you're riding a horse.
Same term as far as I know.
I see. Have you ever heard the ones that you use when plowing called lines? Plow lines?
I guess. I would take a guess, you know, that those would be the leather reins. I'd still call them reins, but I've never plowed with a team.
What about, say, if you had a couple of horses hitched to a wagon? Have you ever heard the horse on the right called anything in particular?
That rings true, but I don't know what it would be.
The lead horse? Is that familiar to you?
Mm-hmm. Lead horse or lead mule in a team, yeah.
Okay. This expression, say, if you're looking for something and it's not right near at hand, you might say, well, it's just a little over there.
Don't follow.
Okay. If you're giving directions to somebody, somebody was trying to find a person's house, you might say, well,
it's right over there is what
over there. Okay.
Around the bend, over there, nearby, I don't know.
Some more expressions. Say if you have been traveling and you've not yet nearly finished your journey, you'd say that you still have
good ways to go, a fair piece to go, middling through or something rather.
Okay. Or if somebody's trying to find something, you might say, well, you don't have to look for that at any special place. You can find that just about
anywhere.
Or say if somebody slipped in your front yard and they fell that way, you say they fell
on their ass
or
back.
They just fell back.
Words. I don't know. They fell down.
Okay. Or if they fell that way, you'd say they fell
forward on their face.
Okay. Well, say if you were in this situation, if you had gone fishing, just had terrible luck, didn't catch a single fish, and the fella asked you, well, how'd you do?
Didn't have a bite all day. Didn't have a nibble all day. Damn things aren't in the lake.
Do you ever hear anybody around here say something like, well, didn't catch an area one?
Yeah.